last time we stopped in chapter 2 of Daniel, and we finished up and down to verse number 37. So let's just read again verse 37 and 38 and 39 in the book of Daniel. So let's begin with verse number 37. Thou, O King, art a King of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given unto thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, another third kingdom of brass, which shall rule, bear rule over all the earth. All right, verse number 37. Thou, O King of kings. Who's speaking there? Daniel speaking, telling you that this is part of the dream. Did Daniel know the dream first? Did King tell him the dream?
No.
He never had a dream. Was the king worried about this dream?
Yes.
What ends did he go to, or what lengths did he go to be sure that he could find the dream? What did he want to do?
And kill all the wise men.
Would that have answered the dream?
No.
Would have done a thing. Why do you think he did it?
They were frauds.
They were frauds, or we knew that from the beginning anyway. But he was angry, remember, full of fury. Just terrible. They can't do it, so kill them all. See? Terrible, despotic rule, as some people and some governors and rulers in our world today are the same, aren't they? So what does Daniel say to this King Nebuchadnezzar? What does he call him? What's his title here? In verse 37. What does that mean, King of kings? What does that mean? What is that? He's over all the other kings. That's right. He's the one that's supposed to be the top of everybody. He's the one that's going to rule. And that's the title for whom? The Lord Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Mentioned in the book of Revelation. And so this is the Nebuchadnezzar, King of kings. Why does he call him the King of kings in that verse 37? What's the reason, Yvonne?
Well, I think in Babylon, all other countries, conquer them all?
Yes, it was going to be the ruler of all.
And he had it by this time, or was that a prophecy?
Yes, they would do that. That's right. And that's what happened. Babylon was the lead kingdom and conquered all the other kingdoms at that time. But why did God call him, or Daniel rather, call him King of Kings?
Because God had told him that.
God told him, he'd given the kingdom. What else has he given to this man?
Power,
strength, and glory. So the Lord is the one that gave him that title and set him up. A godless king, one that was not even a Jew or anything, he was a pagan king, but God has smiled upon him. Then verse number 38, why does he bring in the beasts of the field and fowls of the heaven, do you think? What is true of these beasts?
God gave them to this king too.
Alright, so he's got control of the beasts of the field, the fowls of the heaven, into thine hand, and the ruler of them all. Then what description does he give in that verse 38? To Babylon.
The head of gold.
The head of gold. Now there are four different types of gold in this image, this dream that he dreamed. And the image was big, and who's the head again?
Babylon.
And what element or what?
Gold.
With gold. And then what's the next thing?
Silver.
That's this lower part. And then the third part is
brass.
And then the fourth, the lower part, the feet and so on.
Clay and iron.
Iron. And then the other was mixed with clay. So you have that mixture. And so he's the head and the most important, most... Silver's going to be after that, Media Persia. We haven't got the details yet, but yeah, these are the ones. And so in verse number 39, after these is going to arise?
Inferior.
It's not as powerful, not as strong. And then what's the next one? The third king. What's that going to be? In verse 39?
Brass.
He'll bear rule over all the earth. And then in verse 4, let's read 40, 41, and 42 together. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces, and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. All right, so 41 and 2. All right, now, did we read 41 and 42? Did we read 42? Didn't read 42, did we? Let's read 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. All right, verse 40. What's the fourth kingdom? What's the metal connected with the iron, all right? And the iron is strong, breaks in pieces, and this will knock apart everything, and it's a sad situation. Very powerful ruler. And then in verse 41, the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, part of iron. So what does that indicate if you have half and half?
One is strong.
One is strong, one is weak. One is a powerful thing like iron, but they mix with miry clay. Will that hold up very much?
Yeah.
No, they're easy to break and so on. So it's a mixed bag.
Very vulnerable.
Vulnerable, that's right.
And it's going to be divided.
There's a division there. It's not be a unity, as in these other three, Babylon, and Medo-Persia, and Greece. But, so that's the iron and the toes mixed with clay. And then,
we did
42. What about the toes of the feet?
Mingle with clay.
So there's the toes. Now, if it's mingled with clay, the toes, what does that do with your posture if you have a half strong and half weak foot?
Very unstable,
absolutely. I mean, you may trip up, step on one thing, and you fall right apart. So it's very unstable, partly strong, partly broken. All right, and then let's read verse 43, 44, and 45 together. And that whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. All right, so what we don't know until we get to the next couple of chapters, but the kingdom of gold is what named what kingdom?
Babylon.
And the kingdom of silver is what? Medo Persia. And the third kingdom?
Greece.
Of Greece. And finally, the Roman. All right, and so they have those kingdoms.
Revived
Roman Empire, probably. And the Babylon, of course, is over here. This is Babylon. And Medo-Persia is over here. This is Medo-Persia. So it's very close. These different places. Of course, Greece is off this map here. It's over in here. And of course, Rome is back over here as well. So we have these different kingdoms. And then the fourth kingdom, the fifth kingdom. See, there's the five kingdoms. And this fifth one mentioned there in verse number 44. Who's going to set that fifth kingdom up?
The sixth kingdom,
huh? It's the fifth one, isn't it? Well, if you call the iron mixed with clay, then you've got the toes of people part of iron, part of clay, and I guess the part of iron is divided, and the iron breaks. Let's take a look at that beast. And see what this is. Last week, wasn't it? We had the legs of iron, feet of part of clay, 33. Let's take a look at that dream. The first world empire, Babylon, chapter 2 and verse 37. Well, that's what we just looked at. But the image. Let's take a look. Where's that image from?
Verse
31. Okay, that's us. The great image. And the image head was of fine gold, Breast and arms of silver, belly thighs of brass, legs of iron, and his feet. Okay, so apparently the legs of iron are separate from the feet. So legs and then feet. So that would be, you're correct, that would be the sixth kingdom, 1, 2, 3, 4. And now we have, that's correct. In verse number 38, you have Babylon, the first kingdom of gold. 39 is another inferior kingdom of silver. And the same verse 39, the third kingdom of brass. Fourth kingdom would be iron. Fifth kingdom would be iron and clay mixture. So that is right. That would be the fifth kingdom. So this would be the sixth kingdom that God sets up. And what's it going to do? What's this fifth kingdom or sixth kingdom going to be doing in the days of these kings? Out of heaven will set it up. What will be the endurance of this kingdom?
Stand forever.
Stand forever. Nobody's going to destroy it. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Break in pieces and continue all these kings. Stand forever. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ, the millennial reign of Christ, when the stone will come. And this will probably be at the second phase of his second coming, when he sets up his millennial reign of Christ. And that millennial reign will continue on into eternity, and that will be set up until time shall be no more. So that's what's going to happen at that time in prophecy. And then in verse number 45, I saw the stone cut out of a mountain without hands. What did the stone do when it came, this sixth kingdom?
It broke everything up.
Broke everything else, knocked everything down. The United States and Russia and China and Iran and Iraq and everybody. The whole thing. Whatever's going to be set up at that time will be knocked down and knocked completely apart. And that's the dream. It's certain, as he says in verse number 45. Yes,
what
about all other kingdoms in Rome? I'm so tired of that.
There'll be more kingdoms when Jesus comes, not down,
and
Rome being the last.
Yes, but prophetically, the revived Roman Empire is the one that is this kingdom that is going to be broken half and half. It will partly weak and partly strong.
Isn't that a tribulation?
Well, that's certainly... There certainly will be tribulation 7 years before his coming in glory to set up this final kingdom. Yes, there are other kingdoms, you know, like Russia and China and the United States and England and Iraq and Iran and all these other powerful nations. But
they're
not empires. Yes, Tim?
I don't know. Are you talking about like Gog and Magog? We're talking about the book of Revelation that they would come and fight against the Lord.
Why are you talking about like the United States and everything? It's okay.
Well, these are prophetic kingdoms.
I think all the empires, the present loose empires of the world, the continental empires of today are going to be swallowed up by the revived Roman Empire, which
okay.
I would think it's going to be even bigger. It's going to be even bigger. You start with Babylon, which is small, then you could need a Persia a little bigger, Greece is a little bigger, Rome is a little bigger. If it's possibly the Roman Empire, would it be bigger?
Oh, see, they talk about the 10 nations of the world, the European monetary system, different things that they think those may be the 10 toes, all these different things. So the revived Roman Empire would take in a whole lot, as Dan said.
Oh, the 10 toes. I left the room for a minute. I wanted to check on.
You missed those toes?
No, the toes. I wanted to check on whether I was going to be here Wednesday morning, so I can't.
So, but the other Wednesday at 10. So these, we don't know the detail. These are going to pick kind of past has come to pass. Babylon made a first Greece, and was great. So we haven't yet the foot of mixed with iron is strong, common is strong. All the mock are very weak. People are not as strong. Mock And that thing had fulfilled, didn't see that whole of the compromise half strong. All right, so heaven is going to six in the stone. All right, then verse 47 together. Then Nebuchadnezzar got his face to Daniel, and commanded offering and entreat of him. He answered and said, of it is, God is the God, and the king. And the other six came out of this sheep. Then Daniel agreed, and he gave him ruler, the province, and governor, the wise man, the last verse. Then Daniel the king, he sent to meet that goal, prayers of the problem, the sack of the king. All right, then verse.
Interpreter dreams.
Are
you sitting in?
I mean, I don't know.
Nebuchadnezzar all the way in the sixth year. Definitely don't know. In the second Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
He was in that. One Daniel was
beside.
I'm born.
It was funny when he was somebody speaking.
I think
he was. He's over him's then.
That must be.
Well, it's recorded in book 73. If he was under 70, he could be 20. So that would get away. Exactly. Did leave until the Osiris.
If that was possibly on. I don't know. Under 20.
In verse 1, children to whom was. So the word would not show in a little time what that read, but 12 to 13 year old.
Well, who being captive? And there were cities, right there?
There were three captives. It took out for a little bit by us. Because it is. He's probably 10 verse, wasn't he?
Very special.
Yes. Okay.
The ten
are
supposed to be
the kingdom.
Sorry.
So you're not the kingdom there. No, because you know some of the producers that they're working, how they have it to track that'll be the church's concern, but there is a prophetic here and from the past. Where are the ten? So some people in the prophets have nothing to do with the they're bored. I've said to the ten toes, we're toys. So, this is in scripture. I'm just know we can't. We don't want to get too much here. And some church, and that's all for us in the future. Not today, not today, and that's in the future. We've got to be bound. Script, yes. Did we read?
Can you hear 3 years of Daniel, then the king shortly after
he died? 3 years. Mm-hmm. And for 3 years. And verse 46, rather. Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel told all kings. So was that done?
No.
What people were?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, was that? That's right.
Exactly.
They bowed out just the ring thing. And there were heap God in the chapter's early days. That fell. And was it in the days of the Lord, in the days of the New Testament? So the people that bowed down to things and worship. What did old John went on to fall in the book of Revelation? I'm just going to stand up worship God. And that's how one swore Jesus Christ on this earth. Probably looked at but deserve he's not Semitic, but the others for the and so worship him, but to worship saints,
no.
To worship Mary, absolutely,
no.
Only God. So, was you, or was he, a book of pagan? He didn't know it. That's just sin. What else did he know in verse 46? Operation and sweet. See, just saying as if he's himself. Was Daniel used of God? He was used of God. Daniel, thank you, because the Lord was thankful for it. He didn't thank you, okay, this Lord. He already praised the Lamb.
The island that you could see
through the
mountains, and then
we
found that people on the island
worshipped him.
Was Mercury,
in other words?
No, it was like the island. Yeah. Well, there was a town. There was a mob, because I mean, the modern city, and it was fine.
Was Jupiter. Yeah, there was a mob. Was Malta. Didn't they think he was a Malta?
First, they thought it was Mercury. First, they got it.
The first sheep bit him. Then he died, and they thought it was... 7, the storm, and 28, the last time that's supposed to rest and cross, and it's changed, and suddenly, I guess it's just... And the other, you're correct. That's right. This is... Where was this in Jupiter?
Mars,
chapter 7, I don't think it was... Well, I don't know, because Jesus... It was in the book, or was it?
416. Like when the people saw it all done, they were saying the speech of the Iconium, God is a that's like what
Prime Minister, I'm curious.
My guess.
Right? Alright, so we're
over there, but maybe it's on.
This kind of case, they thought these were there, and well, they thought that. There's one other on something. Is this for well, okay. This is where a man would be a okay, and what did they say?
It was the voice of the answer.
Oh.
Chapter 12, Acts. And what happens to the worms then? Kill the worms. God give honor. All the honor is okay, I'm a God. All right, so this will be done. He's wrong and offered incenses to Daniel, which should honor us to the Lord. This will say, sacrifice the Lord and thanksgiving. It says the book is proper to God for the burnt offering or black offering. What's under the sum of the present living animals? Sacrifice, reading of finally, they will offer to the enterprise. In fact, some of the Islam, I think they were offering sacrifice as well. I'm not clear. So, but worship was wrong about that. So, what does he say? What's the testament of what he's in? God's Lord, with that God of God. Not your king, the God of God. Jesus. Any more God? One? Only one, two? What about
God of God?
I know, but he had the one God? He had all gods, so this is the head man. Is there only one God of religions? Judaism and different things? For instance, in Zeus was Jupiter. Greek was Zeus, like Jupiter was. And then. That's right. Yes, and the Romans have certain the god of rotation, they don't get that long. They're okay. They have different, and there's. But this what I mean, symbol, man. You never know. What acts as far as God? The number of the eight. What happened? What
did was declared?
What did man when he carried the that occasion? The vitals. He found with a name, his name. The unknown. What did Paul say? Declare and look to who gave him the gospel with the word. But I'll tell you who.
Yeah.
The Roman Greeks and people to God. And Oprah and her God religion is millions of what's out of business with this thing up at witches, but all kinds of that. One of the advertisements, Oprah, stood up and said, through Christ to the Lord. Oprah said, oh, there's many gods. So she claims them. She a Christian, you know, but forsaken all many gods. And it's just so God of God and God and Son of the Lord Jesus. Lord of Kings, man. God kings. He's in charge of Nebuchadnezzar, the gold, the brass, and the iron man. Call someone else. This is not happening. But why did he call? He none of us except to tell the team and then the nation. And so Daniel, life, think wise, many people, God's men, and he was against. Remember, the sits all the different in the tent. What were they called? Magicians, and they soothsayers and connect false gods. And they did prefer these men. Down the stretch like that, most eat it's on. I was trying to Lord, King, reveal it. That's because of secret. Then 40, did Daniel in from the king? This reward? No. What did the king?
Great.
Any gifts? Can any or woman make any woman great? It's improper. But always talk greatness and secular and work and one thing. You made it.
His authority.
It says in Luke about the Baptist. He hit the eyes of. I preached that one a couple of years ago at Elgin Lee, but he always had my ears gone. And preached, and it's amazing. That's the thing to me. Labor again, lifetime, that lady. That's right, person. So, anyway.
He's out to
the
church.
Yeah, there's
Grace.
So, great man. Give him any gift. What else did the king do for you?
Made him a ruler.
A ruler. Just a small room portion of
the
province of what else did he get? Chief. Over Oishman, so this man number lives, how he's the by holder. I ask you again, you'll receive the king. From the Old Testament, when Elijah the Blessed, I don't remember if the kids, I guess, refused to chapter 5, and who had left name. Remember Gehazi? He refused to get, I healed you, the name. So the man, what a Gehazi. I said, oh, but people give the clothes, and they're wealthy man. Listen to this details, and what did he? See a name upon you. That is, you don't just request. Those speakest thou grace for thyself, of Isaiah, on the chapter, speakest thou things for thyself, Baruch, speakest thou grace for thyself. And so, in a ruler and the chief. And then,
he's
in Isaiah, short time, 40 seconds. He's in, that's from Isaiah. Take a look. What? Oh, that's good. So we can. There's a short chapter, 5-6. All right, Baruch.
God couldn't have done one.
Yes, God never did that. 46.
45.
Oh, I missed the one. What is it, John? Jeremiah chapter 5. What is the exception? Baruch is what? So, time for the anniversary of the Seekers, for us to seek them important, and we should not be always seeking out. So 49, Daniel requested that. Did he want?
Yeah.
friends in the kingdom over there. Now, they make Daniel. What is the growth in the rules? Is this word and they all read. And that word. Comments and questions before we go to chapter. A few minutes. Three. Comments and chapter questions. All right, let's look at chapter Daniel 3, verse 3. About God's furnace. Come to his tree. Never came into gold. It was high for a few. And the breath of few. Set it out the door. What's the battle? Then the king to gather the princes, governors, captains. That's what we got here. Yes, Lord.
Okay,
Danny is that part.
Thank
you, Robert. He's reminding us, Dan is invited to meeting every year, and this one, like, we're fighting on cancer side work. www.deanbur.org and the year and 207 years and I'm rumbling at the street. Light out of the sun is that. All right, thank you. First two again. Nebuchadnezzar sent together the governors, the treasurers, counselors, and all the provinces. The countenance of the image Nebuchadnezzar set up. Then the government, the judges, the counselors, all rulers of gathered under the image Nebuchadnezzar set up. And they stood the image that they had set up. All right, one. What do you have to find the head of gold? Alright, the big gold. I suppose it was.
Do you think the guy you doing about
the earth? Well, it never connects with him. Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's Solomon. This boy saw it. Yes, he was. Painted about it. You gotta make it. See? So he made it. Gold, alright. And how high was this?
3 feet.
He scored 20 feet roughly. How many feet
Approximately 90 feet.
It would be 90 feet. What was this? Well, that's 10 feet. At least 10 feet. Well, that's 9 times. It's a nice rock.
Nice rock.
10 feet, about 10. Huge, huge. Nobody knows how to make it.
Close towers.
Well, how many stories?
They're all stories, aren't
they? Sure, yes.
Paul's an hour.
That's right, so how long did this?
Everybody
we didn't bring time, but he did you hear was helping up
there?
No. Do you know what the of it?
I did all the gold from all the other.
Probably so.
Some of the was in the
temple. The temple, all the whole outer temple. That's not a small map. It's his body. It's Clean Out City. That area is that old. But it is 12 figures. So it was right full. We don't have a map on this.
300 feet.
50 yards, 150, so 25 would be 7.
30 yards.
Yeah.
30 yards.
And how much water?
Well, it's cubits and a cubit.
1.5,
so why? 6 by 6 is 6 feet wide. 10 feet wide, 8 feet. See? It's a real wide situation. In this room.
Let me check
on the
six chairs.
What
the image is 9 feet. In other words, when you eat tall, you have to otherwise it's over, see? Was it? And so this is. Okay.
The problem was she never forget golden image. It is the site of the end in one of those covered in the localities called Dura. Remember by that? Two old Dura.
Good. So it's in the fire of the city. But since this thing 60 was the problem, what did you do once you got it first to? Put it together. The people first, what were things and what were the guys?
What was Daniel?
Maybe like the chief captains, what were they?
The
judges. Would be the gators?
The money.
Council? Council of guidance? Police force? And all the rest. Again, it's small gears and so on. They had a good one. I suppose he did.
We
dedicate himself. So this is, I'm a thing that's gold in the head. He had set up. Well, then, verse 3, what are all different gathered together? What are they at the very heart of the verse? They didn't have any?
Nothing.
They stood in the image of how many people, but the leader on had this thing in himself, pride. Let's read verse 6. Let's read it there next week, but I'm going to take it. And herald aloud, you and his couple people in language. By that time you hear the cornet, flute, sackbutton, and all music fall down at the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar has set. And who falleth not and worship shall this be cast into the fiery. That's what that verse comes. This is a herald. In that song, herald, sing herald. Greek is a herald. It's something from a, there's some rule. It's a herald. And it's a message. Give whatever it is. And aloud, place one. Everybody had no pump system. They had no. So, and what was the thing that he. That isn't it, but I mean, loud. Shout it out. For what? It is what? Was this mission? It was. And had to obey the commandments.
Like,
yeah. Yes, after first respect the judgment. Well, people languages. So there are a number of people, not just if they were there, the people's languages, the neighbors who know the nation, whatever. I'm right here for part of it, but how much your question? Well, yes, I and it said he likes Cherokee.
Because he was
for James.
Comments or questions?
It's strange, yes.
Right.
Remember, we said we the some of the moderns apostates do not believe prophets in the New Testament. Is all the West Greek text verse take about which was written after the Rome release the fact before they could see the God who does secrets and prophetic that come true, and we've got the Lord and the others before we. Perhaps that Daniel was at thy time proper given king this dream that the terrible giving him the gold and to build it. He was there. Thy rep that thou help us with us this wicked to live. We live the figure, guide us, and may we be instruments, blessing as we struggle, as we live for Christ, live in Jesus' name.
Okay, thank you.